Chapter 21, The Last Word, I Promise. If anybody wants to take a very close look at their own life, I suggest they sit down and write a book about it, even a small book. You'll remember things that you haven't thought about in years, and you'll remember friends that somehow slipped out of your everyday thoughts. You'll also gain a perspective that you probably never had before. When you look back over 80 years, the little bumps in the road disappear. Things that spoiled your whole day in 1935 are so insignificant that you don't even remember them. But the important things you do remember. When I moved back to Raleigh in 1939, I wasn't giving an awful lot of thought to 1940, much less 1990. Margie and I had a lot to do, and it seems like we just kept doing those things, and suddenly it's 1990. Thank God we still have a lot to do. It's not exactly the same. I don't play tennis anymore, but I do still enjoy golf. Now when I play in the NC Seniors, the tournament director usually pairs me with those suffering from emphysema, lung disease, glaucoma, or about any other ailment you can have and still play golf. I hold up my end, and I suppose I continue my public service. Margie and I, the children and the grandchildren, enjoy the house at Bogue Sound, and we still enjoy our friends here in Raleigh. It has not escaped me that our world is getting smaller. People that we've known and loved for years are no longer with us, and there are things we used to do easily that we don't do at all now. But, looking back over it, I discover that I have surprisingly little to complain about. And if you've read this far, you'll understand why I say that. I certainly can't say that I wasn't sufficiently recognized. I'm in the NCAB Hall of Fame with a lot of other good people. I was given the Robert Arts Award for doing something that I did because I wanted to. The Triangle Advertising Federation gave me its highest award. And I was J.C. Man of the Year nearly 50 years ago. In the wisdom of my age, I don't sit around and debate whether I was worthy of all that recognition. I hope I was, but in any event, I was pleased to receive it. I can't complain about being ignored by my family. My wife and all of the kids still speak to me, and we've all stuck together through thick and thin. There has, to my recollection, been a good deal more of the former than the latter. And I've collected enough good memories to keep me busy for many a winter's eve. I can get a chuckle just remembering some of the things that went on at the radio station because we didn't take ourselves so seriously. And I get a sense of satisfaction from remembering some of the things that we did take seriously, some of the things we accomplished. Then there are some highlights that I replay in my mind on a regular basis. The hole-in-one on the 12th hole at the Greater Greensboro Open in 1975. Winning the blue ribbon, novice division, at the Raleigh Rose Show with a rose fertilized with Happy Trails Riding Club fertilizer, undoubtedly some of the most expensive in the world. Being kissed on the cheek by a docent at the Mordecai House. If you don't know what a docent is, check your dictionary. Being wished happy birthday by Humphrey Bogart. Serving as ringmaster at a performance of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Riding in the engine cab of a seaboard passenger train to Petersburg. The only thing that I regret about this book is that it is incomplete. There are hundreds of people who were important to us during the time covered here that aren't mentioned. If, however, we had mentioned all of those, this would read like a phone book and be 500 pages long. That's one of the things I'm thankful for, all of the people who have been important to us. It is true that time flies, especially when you are having fun. End of Tempest Fugit by Fred Fletcher. Narrated by Ward Zimmerman of the Raleigh Studio Recording Program for the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, December 1991. Monitored by Sylvia Perkins. Reviewed by Lee Bultop, Duff Lever, and Jane Scoville. For special distribution as authorized by Act of Congress under Public Law 89-522 with the permission of the copyright holder and the publisher, Bookcrafters Incorporated. If you experienced any difficulty with this recording, Please tie a piece of string around one of the container straps before returning it. Place the defective recording in the container, braille side down, for identification.